Tim, after a few minutes, maybe you can take us through. We have a lot of first-time Zoom users here. So if you could take us through what gallery means and speaker view and chat room and how to put the questions on, I think a lot of us are brand new at this Zooming thing. So that would be a good thing to do.
Sure, that's no problem. Okay. So we'll still plan on beginning the session at 10:05, which is probably about 5.5 minutes away. So I don't know if you want me to say that now or when we get closer to the start time, but maybe we should wait a few.
Yeah, we should wait a few, and then the schedule will be the same as we did last week. It really worked. Dave will go with his discussion until 11, and then the breakout rooms will be 11 to 11:20. Okay? And then the questions will be after that.
Hey, Judith, we're about at start time. Do you want me to make a few comments about Zoom, and then Dave can jump in?
Please.
Okay. All right, friends. Well, for those of you who were here last week, this will be a bit of a repetition. But for those of you who are new to Zoom, there's a couple features that Judith wanted me to highlight here at the outset today. One is that if you have, if you look in the top right of your video screen there, you'll see something called a speaker view or a gallery view button. Sometimes it looks just like 9 little squares that make up one big square. If you click that, you'll be able to see a whole bunch of people at once, usually about 20, and then you can scroll to the right by clicking the right arrow or back to the left by clicking the left arrow to see about 20 people at a time. So if you'd like to see more people, you can click gallery view, make sure that you're there, and then if you're in gallery view, it'll say speaker view at the top right, which means that whoever is speaking at that time will pop up large on your screen. So you can really, so if you want to see Dave during his lecture large, you want to hit speaker view. But if you want to see a whole bunch of people at once, you're going to want to hit gallery view. So that's an easy feature. The other one is we will be taking questions for Dave at various points. I'm sure he'll pause during his presentation and during a time later also. So if you have any questions, you can add them in the chat at any time. So there's a chat button at the bottom of your screen if you're on a computer, and you should have a dot, dot, dot button if you're on an iPhone or an iPad or a smartphone or a tablet device, where you can click chat and you can type a question into the chat. Now, when you type into the chat, you can select everyone so that everyone in the whole meeting will see it. Or you can also select private to me. You can click Tim Burnett and send the question right to me. I'll sort of be moderating this so that Dave doesn't have to keep such a close eye on the chat. And if there's something that comes up, I'll let Dave know. Another option, if you're a little more familiar with Zoom, is to click the raise hand button. So if you click on the participants section of the Zoom, so that's at the bottom also if you're on a computer, and should be part of that dot, dot, dot on your smart device or tablet. You can go over to yourself, your own name, and one of the actions you can do is click raise hand. And if you raise your hand, I will see that as the host of this Zoom meeting, and I can let Dave know that you have something you'd like to ask. So